Welcome back to the Businessman Living Podcast. This is episode 2. I'm Businessman 1.
Hello, I'm Businessman 2.
And I, of course, am Businessman number 3. That's what it says on my identification. That is my birth given name. I just want to remind everyone of that. That is both my title and my name. Right. This week we are meeting over Zoom. Just because, you know, we're very busy. We've got things to do. We haven't got time to actually go and see each other in real life. So we had to do this over Zoom.
Exactly.
I'm almost so pretty busy. Right. My bad. I was going to say I'm pretty busy running my business, but then I said I'm pretty business.
You know what? That's all right. Because we all get tired. Busy. We're all really business. Oh crap! I didn't. Oh shit!
Nah, you're just trying to make me feel good.
It's no, okay. I wouldn't do that. I don't want you to feel good ever. If you feel worse, that makes me feel better.
I do feel worse.
Good.
Because you're acknowledging my mistake, and now I feel bad about myself.
Maybe so just I applaud
you. Nobody's right. Perfect.
Let's move Nobody's on.
Perfect.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Sorry we didn't have a podcast last week, everyone. We just have some personal reasons. Businessman number one, would you like to?
I'm something of a Christmas hater.
We all are.
I hate Christmas.
They call me the Grinch.
They call me Scrooge McDuck. That's what they call me.
You know what they call me?
What?
What do they call you?
They call me Dragonfire.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That was your nickname for a while.
Why do they call you that?
Good old Dragonfire.
I don't know. It's a nickname that's stuck.
Didn't you make that name for yourself?
You know, I specifically really remember where I got it.
I specifically remember you walking in the room one day. Me and Businessman number one are mid-conversation. Yep. You stop us. You say, everyone, call me Dragonfire now. That's my new nickname. I thought of it last night, and I just wanted
I didn't
to call.
Think about it. Somebody
I remember
gave
this.
Me the nickname. It was the person. There was another.
I remember
person.
This yes. very clearly.
This is what happened.
It wasn't not me. It was one of my employees, I think.
Yeah,
you
probably.
Know, I was like, factory walking around, and they're reading this book. It was like Dragonfire.
Businessman number one, you don't remember this? You don't remember the conversation when he burst in the room and told us all to call him Dragonfire? Otherwise,
well,
he was
the thing.
Quitting.
I don't remember a lot ever since the accident.
Ah, yes.
Yes, that's true.
Sorry,
it wasn't your fault.
It wasn't your fault.
Don't beat yourself up.
No one can be blamed.
Thank you.
It was nobody's fault.
Anyways, we all hate Christmas.
Yes, no.
We all hate Christmas,
okay.
But you know
like
what
Christmas?
I love? I love
NFTs.
Christmas presents.
Christmas
yes.
presents.
Christmas presents. And
yes.
what I got for Christmas was NFTs.
NFTs.
NFTs. Ayo.
Gotta love them.
Ayo.
Gotta love them. It's a picture.
I got like
love
12
em.
NFTs
love
em
or
for
hate
Christmas.
Them?
I think before we talk about them. Our NFTs, we should let the audience know, just in case they're a little behind on what NFTs are. Maybe we should explain what an NFT is. It's basically a picture that you own and no one else can have it because you have it.
Even if you screenshot it, it's not yours. It's not how
it
works.
It doesn't work like that. All right. I hate this. It doesn't work like that because your name is written in the blockchain. It's
in the blockchain.
It's
in the blockchain.
It's in the
exactly.
picture.
It's like, if I have a picture, it's like if I have a picture of all my employees on my desk and some other guy just comes in and takes a picture on his phone, it ain't his.
It ain't
it's
his. He doesn't
my,
got it on his
it's still
desk.
Still my picture. He don't got it on his desk.
But
of
also,
course, he could print it out. He could print it out and then put it on his desk.
He could do that.
However, that's a lot of work.
It's
yeah.
not
and
the
then
original.
You gotta sue
it's not the original.
Even though it's not the original, if anyone screenshots my NFTs, I sue them for everything they got.
Yeah.
Can't stand it. All right. Businessman number one, what NFTs did you get? Did you get any cool ones?
Some ball sacks, like pixelated ball sacks. Those are big right now. These are nuts they? NFTs, those are big. Those are going to go sky high.
I bet. What's the return rate on those?
At least 12.
At least 12?
Damn, that's a big number.
That could be 13.
When you say what you said, you don't mean as in like a humans. You mean like balls that like kids play with, like basketballs.
No, like
soccer balls.
Human
those are real
ball sacks.
There's
it's
real
pixelated though. It's pixelated.
Yeah. The pictures
it's like Japanese. I don't know if it's specifically
it's
Japanese.
Art. It's not like a real picture of someone. It's someone drew it, but it's like a pixelated drawing, like a it was pixel art of ball sacks. If you don't believe me, if you don't believe me.
It's okay. You don't have to send it to me.
Oh man.
Oh no. No.
He's pulling up a picture. He's screen shared with us. Oh no.
Let me just show you guys. This is what I got right here. These nuts NFT.
That's not what I thought it'd be.
These nuts.
Ah, yeah, that's a these nuts NFT.
Yeah. This what I got.
I'm just gonna describe what I'm seeing right now.
I'm not sure if I agree with that one, guys.
I'm seeing a purple ball sack wearing it's pixelated, it's a drawing, wearing a wizard hat and playing a jazz instrument.
You might go, this looks hard, but you are not free to screenshot because it's mine.
No. You can buy it if you'd like.
If you want it, you need to buy it. Okay, what about you?
Business man too. Yeah, okay. What I got, you know, it's pretty awesome.
Okay.
You're going to tell us? You're going to tell us about it?
Here's the thing, though.
Are you a little bit worried that if you tell us about it, we'll make our own and then yours won't be as valuable?
Here's the thing. I'll tell you right now what I got. It's a good one.
It was a good one? Listen, businessman too, I'm just a little bit worried that you're making a lot of dead space, dead audio on this podcast. So I need you either to tell us or to pass the ball to someone else.
That's true. That's true. Okay, here I go.
You son of a bitch. You did it. You did it. You're doing it again.
Okay, businessman three, just take it away.
I got a monkey. And he's wearing a hat. It's a beanie. And he's holding a coffee cup. And he's looking at the coffee cup. And on the coffee cup, it says poop. So I think
you literally just said what I said. That is literally the exact NFT I got, businessman three.
No.
And you know it.
No.
And now you're just copying me. You're just copying my story. Everybody, that is what I got.
You didn't say that.
Exactly.
And also,
what that was.
There's
exactly
no way we got was the same NFT.
Yeah, because there's only one in existence. It's only one.
Well, I have it because I'll show you. Because it's printed on my desk. It's a picture frame on my desk.
Oh, no. It's on my desk. There it is. I can see it. There it is. Oh, man. No. Oh, no.
So, businessman three, explain yourself here real quick.
I think we've been scammed. I think we've been scammed.
Scammed,
yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and another thing is, I didn't think that they could be printed out. I didn't think that counted if they were printed out. And I got a picture, a physical picture as well. And I didn't even think about it till now.
That's a little sussy baka.
Stop. Someone just gave us a picture.
Stop. Did you meet some guy somewhere? Like, where'd you go to get these?
Well, I got this present from my great grandmother, actually. My great grandmother. And I asked her, oh, great grandma, where did you get this? And she said, I got it online. I clicked on a shiny link that says buy NFT now for free. And then I printed it off. This is what she said. She said it a little bit different because her voice is a lot different. It sounded more like, well, I saw a shiny link that said get free NFT now, and I know that you wanted an NFT for Christmas, so I got you this one, and it only costed me $100. And I said, $100? I thought the link said it was free. And then she said, yeah, well, they had to put tax on it, so you know, you get it.
That makes sense. Taxes. And now I hate taxes.
I'm a little bit worried that my grandmother's been scammed. I hate taxes.
You know what I'm more worried about right now? I evade
them.
What?
Your grandma paid taxes.
Yeah, I've been trying to...
Can you explain yourself?
Listen, I've shown her...
What kind of family are you...
I've shown her how to evade taxes like 5 times now. And every time she forgets and she calls me on tax day and she says, oh, businessman number 3, my great grandson, how do you evade the taxes again? And I say, oh, great grandma, I've shown you so many times. This is the 5th year in a row. All right. You just don't.
This is when you pull the plug, businessman 3.
I mean, it's pretty simple. You just evade them.
You just don't do it. You just don't do it. And I say that, and she's like, do I click this button that says pay taxes? And I say no. And
then she's like, no.
Businessman 3, next time you go to visit great-grandma, you kiss her on the forehead, you pull your hand over her eyes, make him close, and you pull the plug, and you walk away.
This is, you know how I taught my kids.
Pull the plug to her computer so she can't pay the taxes again?
Nope, to her life support. Because she's pretty old. She's a great grandma.
She's
pretty
old. She's not on life support, actually.
She's on life support, though.
She's very spry for her age.
Nope.
She's a young one.
She should be good at evading, then.
So when was the last time you saw her?
Good at evading.
About 6 years ago.
Okay, so...
I haven't seen her in a while.
Or may not have happened, but that made her... put on life support.
No, my parents said that she moved down to Florida and she couldn't call or text us or write us anymore.
But
my parents said that she's just fine down there and that no one needs to be worried.
Well, here's the thing. I may or may not have bribed your parents to tell you that.
What happened to her?
I hit her with my car. It was an accident. It was an accident. But she's on life support and you should go pull the plug because I don't want to do it. That's your job.
You know what? That explains when I asked her about the NFT. That explains why she said that her legs were broken and that she was on life support. I was really confused.
That might be part of it.
She's so old. I figured she might just be senile at this point.
Well, now you know.
Basically, guys, here's what I say to my kids all the time. Sometimes I'll go to their school. They say, hey, I'm going to the park. I'm going to the park, Dad. And then I follow them to the park secretly. You know, it doesn't really matter where the location is. But anyways, I do it by surprise. And I just bring a bunch of wrenches and heavy metal objects. And I just start throwing it at them. And then I say, if you can dodge a wrench, you can evade taxes. And that's basically how I do it.
Pretty you know simple. What? Kudos to you.
Simple it's philosophy.
Good. It's good to teach kids the proper morals while they're young. So that when they get older, they don't get all these crazy ideas in their head and they start paying taxes.
Yeah, that's it's just insane. Insane what the world has come to.
It is. Kids these days, am I right?
Speaking of school, kids in school, what do they do a lot in school? Teach bad things.
I agree. I couldn't agree more.
I saw homework, like high school homework from someone, one of my kids. He brought it home and he said, I'm learning finance stuff. Let me take a look at this.
You are a businessman.
Tax rates. They're learning tax in school.
Back in my day.
You know what I multiply the rate by?
What?
Anything multiplied by zero? Zero. Exactly. I learned that.
That's how you
do it. That's something that's stuck with me since I was a young fella.
I'm
exactly.
I gotta say, I'm so mad that they're teaching kids taxes in school now, because back when I was in school, they taught us the important things, like, you know, trigonometry and how to find triangles, you know.
That's really what matters.
And like ancient history from 100 years ago that had no real significance on my life. But, you know, at least it's better than taxes.
Yeah, you're right.
How ridiculous is that?
That's true. I mean, it's not every day you're going to be paying taxes, but it is every day.
It's no day for me.
You're going to have to define the hypotenuse of a triangle. So
yeah,
it's like sometimes when my stacks of gold, it just turns into a triangle. I have to know the length of one of the sides, and I'm like, a squared plus b squared, am I right?
You're right.
Of course that only works for right angle triangles, so it does have to be a right angle triangle, but you know how it is.
I sure do.
Triangles.
Fellas, I think it might be time for us to move on to our next segment.
I was excited for this one.
Speaking of schools, what do they do in schools? Quizzes.
Quizzes, pop quiz.
Quizzes.
Businessman quiz. So what we've done, actually, businessman number two, this was really your idea. Why don't you explain it?
So basically, each one of the businessmen in the group has made their own set of questions for the other two businessmen. There'll be three questions that each of the businessmen have to answer, and whoever gets the most questions right wins. And you can play along with your friends. So maybe I'll go for it first.
Okay. Are you going to do all three, or are we going to go around in a circle?
What do you think?
I think just do all three.
I agree. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yes.
Here we go. When did Wolf of Wall Street come out?
Buzz.
Is it 2013?
2014.
You guys both close. Both very 2012. Close.
2012.
But
2016.
No, I'm sorry.
2013.
Can I please get a final answer?
2013.
2015.
Okay. Happy to say that businessman one has won that question.
Oh.
Yes, you got the question right. 2013 was the correct answer.
Oh.
However, you switched multiple times and I saw you look it up. But
I said 2013 all the time.
Originally, I know you said it originally, so I'm going to let it slide. But
I never looked it up. I don't know what he's talking about.
All right, next question. Who was the main character in Wolf of Wall Street?
Jordan Belfort. Man.
Yeah, Jordan Belfort.
Jordan Belfort. Okay. You guys are both wrong. Sorry to tell you.
Jonah Hill.
The main character, Donny Azoff, played by Jonah Hill. Yes. A lot of people think it was Leonardo DiCaprio's character, Jordan Belfort, but it's actually not. It's centered around Big Donny, played by Jonah Hill.
Big Donny. And all his quaves.
A lot of people don't know that. Love him.
I get the point for that one.
Okay.
Okay. So let's look at the scoreboard here. Businessman is leading by 1 point, 1-0.
I'm pretty sure I got a point for that last one. I'm pretty sure we agreed on that. Okay. Right. I got the point. Let's just move on. All right.
Next question. How fast does the Earth spin?
I think it's 300 kilometers a second.
I'm going to say it's at least 4 kilometers per second.
Okay, well, here's the issues I have with you guys' answers. I'm just going to say this right now. Why are you guys using the metric system? That's a very beta way to express the measurements. We only use imperial.
Sorry.
Right.
That is the way America does it. So could you please submit the answers in imperial again?
I'm going to say
4 miles per second.
I'm going to say 400 miles per second.
Okay. At least.
Okay.
at least 400 miles per second.
So this is what I have written down. It is roughly 1,000 miles an hour, but anywhere from 500 to 1,500 miles would have been acceptable as an answer. So I believe businessman but number three, you were the closest.
Yeah, I believe okay. I was.
I guess that's okay with me.
I guess it's going to have to be. Because I'm
like, wait, what was your answer? What was your answer?
Me?
Three, businessman three, what was your answer?
400 kilometer or miles a second.
And what was your answer?
At least
businessman
four.
Businessman one?
At least 4 miles.
I think that would mean businessman one got through, because you guys are both saying per second, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think if we do the conversion per hour.
What was it? 5,000? 500?
It was 1,000 miles per hour.
It's a little bit more than
1,000 divided by 60 minutes divided by 60 seconds. Yeah, it actually comes out to like 0.27777. But
pretty close,
businessman number one said at least. He said at least, at the least amount.
If you said at most, you know.
Yeah.
No, please, come on, guys.
Wait, but I think at least is the correct way of saying it, because you're saying at least, so it might be more.
It could be less.
It's less, though. But it is less, so.
All right, just give it to him. Just give it to him.
Okay, who's got the questions next?
I'll go next.
Okay, go.
Because this game is bullshit. I hate this game. I'm not winning. All right, question number one. And I want you guys to buzz in for this.
Okay.
Name three Jonah Mountain films. All right, businessman number two.
Alrighty, Wolf of Wall Street.
All right.
Don't Look Up, classic.
All right.
Classic movie. And 22 Jump Street.
All right, I'm gonna have to give that to businessman number two.
I got three also.
If you can do.
It's a buzzer.
I also have three.
If you can do five, I'll give it to you.
Okay. Oh my! What?
That's but so it easy. Can't. But it can't be any of the same ones.
Okay. 21 Jump Street.
Okay.
Easy.
Megamind.
Okay.
Okay.
Super bad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, What are you looking at? What are you looking at?
Nothing. I don't got nothing. Okay. So okay, that's three.
Running out of time here.
What's another one?
The Earth is spinning at 1,000 miles per hour.
This is the end.
This is the end.
Okay. In that one. Yeah, that is correct.
He was a bit of a beta in that movie, but you know, he's an actor, so.
But he got possessed by a demon, which is pretty Sigma.
That was pretty Sigma. I like that part. All right, one more. Got 10 seconds.
10 seconds. There's not enough time.
I can't think of any else.
All right, I'm sorry, businessman number one.
No, Moneyball. He didn't get it.
Moneyball.
Moneyball.
I got it. The last second.
He didn't get it.
That one goes to businessman number one. Next question. This one you don't have to buzz in for.
Okay.
How many times do you try before you give up?
None.
Done. Zero.
How many times do you try before you give up?
Zero. I don't try at all. I just do. I don't try.
All right.
And if it's too hard, I don't try. I don't do it at all.
Yeah. You guys both.
Even if it's moderately hard, I don't even try to do it. Like, I don't even do it.
Yeah.
You guys both got the answer wrong. The correct answer
is two.
Oh, I think that was businessman number two came in with that answer.
Yeah,
right under the buzzer.
You said it first, yeah. Though.
No, he got it in under the buzzer. All right.
Before he said it. That's what I was going to say. And then just happened to say the answer.
Next question. Okay. This is a hard one. This is my last question.
Jonah Hill.
In 1956.
Jeffrey Bezos.
the famous stockbroker Bill Cheatler made $400 million in just one day. What stock did he make most of his profits from?
GameStop.
Frito-Lay.
Frito-Lay is the correct answer.
Yes.
And the point goes...
I'm raising my hand.
All right. Yes. Yes, businessman number two.
The answer is GameStop. Thank you.
No, that's actually wrong. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'll take the
my
points.
Questions? I've got my three questions.
Check.
All right. Time for businessman number one's questions.
What is the very first line said by Jordan Belfort in Wolf of Wall Street?
Buzz.
I love money. Go.
See that guy getting his cock sucked? That's me.
Nope.
Is that, what? That's not the...
I do not think that is the...
I'm pretty sure that's the right answer.
See that guy, I think, is nope. Part of it, but I don't remember the last part.
Nope. I'm pretty sure that's the right answer.
Nope, I'm looking at the script right now. I have a copy of the script at all times on me.
And I know what it is. Hold up.
He's looking it up.
Watch your camera off,
looking it up. Give me the point.
Hold up.
He's looking it up.
The answer is 25 grand to the first cocksucker to nail a bullseye.
It's coming to me.
Yeah, but that happens later on in the movie, canonically.
Yeah, but it's the first line.
Over jungle sound effects. The camera is low.
That's a state, that's a direction. Okay, I'm gonna give it to businessman three. I'm sorry, businessman two.
Animal, as the brush parts revealing Wall Street.
He's reading this script. All right,
we hear the Renaissance voice of Jim Hackman. The world of investing can be a jungle.
Businessman three gets the point. Okay, next question. Where was Jonah Mountain born? What city?
That's
Detroit.
Okay. I'm gonna guess. I think Detroit's a good answer. Or Chicago. Chicago.
That's your final answer?
Born and raised.
I'm gonna say
okay,
Detroit.
Compton. Detroit. Both of you are wrong.
I think we say it until we get it. We should
LA.
LA. That was my second guess. That was my second guess.
I was gonna say Compton.
They're gonna say Compton. Yeah, he seems like he's from that kind of area.
He is a hard mofo, as they say. True Sigma.
Both literally and physically.
Was that the last question or is there one more?
What is the value of Bitcoin right now?
Dollar per coin.
I'm gonna say at least five.
Good answer. I'll take that or leave it. I'll take it or leave it.
Ooh, take it or leave it. That's a good answer too.
That is not a number.
Look at the businessman too. I'm sorry. But the real answer.
That is a pretty good answer though.
Another acceptable answer is $50,255.02.
The number five was in there like five times.
It was in there one time, but okay.
It was in there at least five. Three times.
Nope.
Say the number again.
$50,284.32.
I could have sworn you said 55 so that is, at one point.
That is 1 5, I believe.
That's one
yeah,
five,
but the first number is a five.
I'll give you half a point. Okay. And I think the winner of this is me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure actually it is. Businessman number one. Got
businessman
the most
number
points.
One won the game.
That's why we call you number one.
Hey.
Hey, yo.
You know how it is.
Hey.
Hey. Holla.
Holla.
Holla
at my boy. Person who wins gets a free trip to Jonah Mountain.
All right. Next up.
Jonah.
What do we got next?
Well, what's coming up soon?
New Year's Day.
That's coming.
The 2022. You know what I like about that?
Think about it. This podcast will be coming out on New Year's Day.
Yeah, it will actually. Because are we going to do them every Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay, keep it consistent. Good. Except for Christmas. Boo, Christmas.
What? Boo. New Year's Day? I like to think about money on that day.
Yeah, that's a day.
How much money I'm going to make throughout the year.
New Year's Day, my favorite thing about that is you look back at all the money that you made over the last year, which for me is a lot. And then
at least 8 figures.
And then what I do is I multiply that by 4. And then I add 1. And then whatever that number is, that's my goal for the next year. That's my goal.
You know, you add 4 and then add 1.
I
do.
No, I multiply by 4 and then add 1.
And that's the best way to do it. That's what I do too.
That's exponential growth.
You know how I do it?
How?
So whatever I make,
what?
Add. So this is what I do. I add 10, subtract 5, and then I subtract 4. And then I add 2. And then I subtract 2. So in the end, I'm making a net profit of $1 more. Passive income, baby.
You're always going to be doing better. You're always on that grind. You're always passive doing better income than before.
Passive income.
Passive.
And, you know, in that way, I'm never going to be losing money. I'm always going to be gaining money. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any do you guys have any other New Year's resolutions that you're really going to set as your goals?
Well, I have something that a habit I really want to break. And that is not making enough money.
That's a bad habit.
Yeah. Honestly. So
my New Year's resolution is to make mo money.
Mo money. Not the song. Mo screw money. That song.
Mo money, less problems.
I really respect that. And you know what? My goal is to make even more money.
Oh.
Than you. Yeah.
Okay.
I suggest doing that, by the way. For all you listeners out there, I'd say that you should definitely make your number one priority always doing better than your friends. And if you don't have any friends, which you shouldn't, yeah. You shouldn't have any friends because you're a Sigma, hopefully. Then make it your enemies. Make your goal to do better than your enemies.
Exactly.
You know, yeah.
What about you, Bizman 2?
This one's actually this is a little controversial.
Oh, I'm say that right now. This.
My resolution is to treat my employees a little bit better this year.
What?
Yeah, it's
businessman number 2. I'm waiting for the drum crash. I'm waiting for the badum cha.
I'm waiting for the but.
Where's the badum cha?
Yeah,
this better be a joke.
The thing is, guys, I'm actually just joking. I would never do that.
I knew it had to be. I knew there was no way he was saying what I thought he was saying. Oh my god, you had me there for a second.
I know.
I really thought.
But what
I really want to do is
donate to more charities.
What did you just say?
Of course, right? Like,
well, here's the thing. Ever heard of money laundering?
My lawyer. I've spoken to my lawyer, and he says that legally, I have to respond. I have not heard of money laundering, and I don't even know what it is. But if you ask me not on the podcast, I might have a different answer.
Here's the thing. I really enjoy donating to charities that I own or I'm partners with. That way I get a bunch of tax exemptions on my big $1 trillion company, and I do not have to pay them because I paid a lot of money to charities. However, I own the charity, so I get most of the money anyways.
That's an interesting idea. You see, what I do is I don't pay taxes and I don't care what anyone says. Boom.
True.
I went there.
True. I could take it or leave it though.
I take it.
Yeah.
I could take it or leave it.
Any other business resolutions for you guys? Any more?
One of mine is to disown more of my children.
Both of them?
Just more of mine, children.
More of them. I didn't know you had more children. That's great. And by great, I mean terrible. But great if you use them as assets.
Assets. Assets. Like,
it's assets. Elf? It's just like we're talking about last time.
You've seen Elf?
Yeah, I've seen Elf.
Walter Hobbs.
I've seen Elf, but I hated it the entire time.
Of course.
Because it was a Christmas movie. But the only part I liked was that Walter guy.
That Walter guy knows what he's doing. And he brings his son in. Okay, he's a son. I'm not so sure if that's a good idea. But Walter, I respect your grind because you took him into your building and you said, put on a suit. Come to my office.
Go work in the mail room.
Let's make some money.
You put him in the mail room, which is, of course.
That's the beta bin. That's what I call it, the beta bin.
Yes. But it's where some people start.
I know.
He said, also, he saw his son and he was like, this guy, he thinks he's an elf. I don't think he's good enough to be up here wearing the big boy pants with me and the short guy from Game of Thrones. So he said, down to the mail room with you, Will Ferrell. Down.
I got my big boy pants on now.
I got my big boy pants on. Every day, I sleep in my big boy pants. I shit in my big boy pants.
He does. Sure. It's a line from the movie. He says, I got my big boy pants on, Dad.
No, I'm serious, though. I think he says that in like a movie. I think the one with Mark Wahlberg.
Other guys.
Are you sure it's Mark Wahlberg? That sounds like it might be Step Brothers.
No.
No,
I think it's other guys. I think it's other guys.
Other guys, yeah. And he says, I ain't no crack ass bitch. Gator my gat. Gator needs his gas, son. He says that.
Remember when he shot his gun off in the office?
That's just an office pot.
I love that.
An office pot.
That's just a little gag we like to pull around the office sometimes.
I did that at my work. I did that at my work, and now everyone's terrified of me. It's great.
It was not as funny as the movie. I'll tell you that much right now. The cops actually got involved, which is kind of like, that wasn't good, but, I'm no longer allowed, within, 100 feet of my work. So that's why I asked Daddy for some money. You know, it's actually a blessing in disguise because that is when I asked Daddy for his money. And that is when
speaking of fathers, I know you guys my father's already know about my father.
Hate it.
I've told you the story about him ripping up the picture I drew for him. Yeah. This Christmas, what I did is I gave him a Lamborghini, and in the Lamborghini, I gave him a note that said, "Dad, thank you for giving me this work ethic. I've been on my grind since I was 6 years old, all because of you. Happy Hanukkah." And you know what my father did? He picked up that note. He said, "Son, go do your stock homework." And he ripped up the note. Full circle.
I'm actually glad you said that because every year I get a check in the mail for 2 milli. And every year it says Heart Daddy on it. And you know what I send them back? Send them a little note that says, "Thanks for mo money."
Papa.
That's it. That's all I say. I say
you
thanks
and,
for mo
you
money.
You and your father have a you very different relationship than I do.
I don't get those checks because my dad's dead, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which actually, we have nothing to do with.
Was nothing. Yeah. And businessman 3. I suggest your father be careful in that Lamborghini.
You know what happens to people in Lamborghinis?
They crash suddenly.
They crash. They go
die.
So fast.
They crash.
They suddenly go missing. Also.
Sometimes people get kidnapped from Lamborghinis.
It would be terrible. Brakes in a high speed vehicle. It'd just be a shame if someone cut
just,
the brakes.
Just like,
yeah, I really hope no one cut those brakes.
Just like with businessman
really
number one's
so.
Father. Oh,
excuse me.
I'm never.
Sorry.
Can we cut that? Can we cut that in post?
We'll cut that out.
Let's cut that out.
Okay.
But, okay. We don't know anything about businessman number one's father. He's probably safe somewhere. We just don't know where.
Nope. Yeah. Probably not, though. Probably there was a funeral.
And sorry, just to take it back a notch, I might have been unclear when I said daddy sends me money in the check. I mean, his money comes to my house through the form of a pension plan that has been sent, like, has my address on it instead of his.
A pension plan?
But a pension plan. So basically, he's retired and you're supposed to get a bunch of money afterwards. But I just told him, like, oh no, they're not doing that anymore. And it's all good.
And I get off. So where does he live? What does he, how does he survive?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Next question.
Next question. All right, let's move on. Let's move on.
Yeah. It's a good, it's a good strategy you got there, businessman too.
Did you guys?
It's not really a strategy. You know, there's no intentional harm going into it. He's just, he can't take his care of himself anymore. So I just, you know,
you put him
I'm better
in a
off
home?
With the money.
A nursing
I'm better
home?
Off with the money. Let's just say that.
All right. Okay.
You guys see the new film Don't Look Up?
Yep. I watched it last night.
I didn't look up. I'm going to tell you, I didn't look it up.
I would never look up.
Don't look up.
Here's the things
it's
I liked fake. About that movie.
How do we
I'm going to make
the
a list.
Real?
I'm going to make a list of the things I liked about that movie. Number one, Jonah Mountain, of course. Need I say more? Number two.
You can stop it right there. You can stop it right there.
I could stop it, but I do got a number two. And okay. It's that.
Better be Jonah Mountain again.
Number two is also Jonah Mountain. Number three is that phone guy. That phone guy, he was a badass. Even though he was pretending to be a beta, you could tell he was pretending to be a beta. He wouldn't make eye contact with people. He talked all slow and shy. But in reality, he was a Sigma. He didn't care. He would rather the
that
world
phone
get hit
guy.
By
what
asteroids.
Phone guy?
The phone
oh,
guy.
The big rich guy.
Peter.
Rich
guy.
Peter
the
something.
Guy that's
Peter.
Like,
the guy that,
yeah,
the guy that
Steve Jobs guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy that was like based off of me.
That guy was based off you?
Yeah, I thought you guys knew that.
Oh, man. I knew he was familiar. I was like, when every time I saw that guy, I was like, that's like talking to an old friend right there.
Yep.
No.
Yeah, that guy was really cool. Things I did not like about that movie. I did not like
Leo. All the liars.
I'm sorry. I did not like Leo's character in that movie.
Yeah, he seemed like
going
a bit
from
of a...
Jordan Belfort to this weird scientist guy that believes in science.
Such a nerd.
Like,
I was like,
Beta
what?
Ford.
Yeah. That's
didn't
what I was
even
thinking.
Care about money. Didn't even care about money. He did not have the grind. He did not have the grind. I didn't like that movie.
He cheated
was...
on his wife, though.
He did. That was.
He did. But that pretty... that might not be cool, though. It might be. It might
have,
be cool.
We all have differing opinions. Let's not get into politics.
Yeah. That's
speaking
that's
of politics, the politics in that movie.
Oh yeah, they were off the chain.
I was not a fan. They felt like at some points they were laughing at Jonah's character.
Yeah, it kind of seemed like they were saying that the president in that movie was the bad guy. That's like kind of what I felt like they wanted me to think, but that's not what I think.
I won't be brainwashed.
I will not take the blue pill.
I will not look up.
I will not look up.
My least favorite part about the movie is all the lies with the comment, how they're lying to the people through fake media.
Yeah.
That's the worst part. It's fake. It's not real. Do not look up.
You should.
However, in the end, it turns out it was real. But I mean, it was still fake media.
Yeah, there was like a 3% chance that it was real, really.
Yeah, it
like
did
how,
happen to be real, but like,
how was anyone
really
supposed to really
it?
Know that it was real?
You know?
Exactly.
I know. There's not like
a
scientific
really happy
proof
with,
of evidence.
With Jonah's character surviving. If you didn't, if you watch the movie, make sure you stay for an end credit
scene. Hey, spoilers.
There is a post-credit scene.
There's a post-credit scene. It may or may not involve Jonah's character, and it made me very happy for the future.
That was my favorite part of the movie.
It was fine too.
When I clicked on the movie, I was a little bit afraid that it was going to be a documentary about the movie Up. I clicked on it and I was like, don't look Up. I hate the movie Up. I don't want to look at the movie Up. And so I was like, maybe it's a documentary about bad the movie Up is. Disney Pixar's Up. But you know what? I was actually happily surprised to find out it was a movie all about sigmas and how to make the most out of a bad situation and how to make money off of destruction.
Yeah, and that's all I have to say about that movie. And I think that's a good way to end the podcast right there.
You think that this is, we're going to start making them a little bit shorter than the first one.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do some longer episodes in the future, but you know, just, we don't want to be going on and just talking everyone's ear off all the time. So I think this is a good place.
I do. I like doing that too.
I like doing that.
But I got business to attend to.
I got stocks to pay and stocks to play.
I got Marcus to stock. What can I say?
I know a lot of our fans. I know a lot of our fans were really looking forward to the freestyle rap portion of this podcast. And that's still coming. That's still coming down the tube. It's making its way out. Not this week, but it's coming. It's a coming.
And just before we leave, guys, could we maybe do a couple of call-ins? Guys, just call us, and we'll take your live reactions. So let's just wait for a couple of calls to come in.
I'm waiting.
Of course, we are filming this in advance, so of course this isn't live. That's all right.
I think we might have a caller coming in really right now. I think there's a caller coming. Right now.